Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
You there, Brother Drew?
Okay, I'm on. Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
you know, they be F-skating with us, you know. So if I go off, you're gonna have to call me back, cause I don't know when I be done. They be done shut us down because they don't like something.
Okay. It'll be a 2-1 phone number calling you back. Just in case it'll be a 2-1 phone number calling you back, just answer that call.
Yeah. I got your number.
It'll be a different number.
Brother Drew, this is a good day to have a lecture on, because it's 239 years. The birthday of a Republican and Democratic, which call a Greco-Roman form of government, and the oldest, longest running that form of government only has lasted 250 years, and that means that we're coming up on the 11 years from now, it'll be 250 years, meaning that this government and the Constitution as we know it will be fallen. That dollar bill, what's on that dollar bill, the New World Order, we will have a New World Order by that time. But the number 11 in the ancient esoteric knowledge of Yahwehism is you means that you one on one. The number 12 is 10 is Yah, and the number 11 means you one on one and complete with Yah. The number 13 is a new beginning if you with Yah, but if you ain't with Yah, the number 13 is immediate death. So I don't think that many people that's hip to the numbering system. Everything is mathematics and geometrical science with the people that believe in the ways and the school of thoughts of Yahwehism. But what this subject that we're doing is breeding, and this is one hell of a subject, Brother Drew, when we get off into it, because breeding, once you breed with another nation of people, then you start another nation of people. And brother, what we done crossbreeded up on in 2015 is a mind. See, each generation has a mindset. That's a way of life, what they believe. See, that's all of mind is a school of thoughts. And you can see if you come from another era of time and another generation of time that the present-day mindset of the X and the Y and the millennial generation of people is not that of the baby boomers or the war babies. We have to realize one thing, Brother Drew, that the oldest person in America was born in 1905. That means that everybody in America is crossbreded. It's no pure nation of people. So you have crossbreded your seed with the white man, the mankind is what we'll deal with him like that. We won't call his ass a cracker, pecklewood or whatever you want to call it, redneck albino man. That's what the Jews call him. We'd be nice to him today, and we'll call him the Neanderthal. See, once you breed your seed with the Neanderthal, you lose your pituitary gland. And the only way you can get your pituitary gland back is not eat the food that mankind and the gods eat. And I want to make that clear, because how we know this, we study the science of eugenics, and the science of eugenics is the study to improve the race of mankind, not human beings. Remember that only way that you're a human being is that you had to have melanin in your skin. I mean, everybody, we're doing esoteric knowledge. We ain't doing exoteric knowledge. But what the church say, everybody come from the same stock and ears. That's a goddamn lie. We using esoteric knowledge. We telling it just like it is and not like it twirls, because it's showing up that way and dealing with facts. To improve the race of mankind, in 1881, Sir Walter Galt put out a book called The Science of Eugenics. I'm looking at it right now. I'm thanking y'all for Big Mama. Y'all know that Big Mama had to leave me certain damn books to whoop a white man's ass with, and she did that, Brother Drew. And I can become real whoop ass and open up a can of whoop ass on the ass. The science of eugenics came at a critical period in the history of white folks. See, because they had signs of weakness, degeneration, increasing of vice and criminal inaguity, or power to form physical and social duties, and they had a problem with these children being born, excuse me, generation after generation because of the breeding. Because first, let's use etymology and look up Germanic. Germanic is a compound word, and a germ is a disease, and attic, the word attic is the elegant. When we look in the dictionary and look up the word attic, you'll see that's the elegant class of people of Attica, the language of Plato, Socrates, Pyrrhon, and the author of the Ancient Serpent Lodge of the Three Sixes. Atticaism is a style of etymology of these Greek knowledge. Germ, a microscopic animal or plant that can cause a disease. The reason that the Jews named these people the Germanic race of people, they were from, a lot of them was from Attica, but they had this germ. Now, when we go into the Bible, Brother Joe, and we go to Leviticus, the 15th chapter of Leviticus, the Jews explain in their history book about these people. They call these things issues in the Bible. When they had issues, an issue was a sore that oozed, and they had these issues of these sores that they said was on them, like the signs of the Bible say. Give a example that they had no soles on them, none of leopard had spots on his back. That's how you could tell these people that were suffering from these issues. All you have to do is read the 15th chapter of Leviticus. You know that the white boy told us spooks that Casper told the spooks not to read the Leviticus law, and they done did away with the laws, and you lived up under grace from that laws. But them 613 laws dealt with a whole lot of laws and dealt with the issues of a tribe of people that's called Magog, Gog, and Tubal. So we was taught not to believe in those books, so we didn't go entertain them. But when we go entertain these books, like we gonna entertain these books, we open up a can of whoop ass on some shit that somebody done told us that ain't about la-di-da-di. So when we go to the 15th chapter of Leviticus and read about these issues, and it tells you, describes, they say if the people had blue eyes, if the people had blonde hair and platinum hair, these issues caused this shit, because these people once was human beings. They was colored people of color. This is Japheth's children that I'm talking about. This is what their brother Ashkenazi wrote. You call him a Jew. He ain't no damn Ashkenazi Jew. He's a Khazar. But he told a story of his brothers and they evil doing. And when you cross means mixing of the race of the present day of mixing. And so when you crossbreed, that's the grafting of two different tribes to produce a hybrid child. Breed in to breed from relatives and parents. To breed out is to remove an undesirable trait through selective breeding, Brother Drew. Now, you understand what we're talking about now? You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we still on, Brother White. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Every now and then I have to check on you. Now,
oh yeah,
let's look at how they bred in this science of eugenics and breeding. Let's go back into they would take a Mandingo slave and breed it to a Fulu slave to get a fight nigger. This produced the baddest fight nigger there was in the time of slavery. See, the way that you told Cattell a fight nigga, they put gold in his mouth, and this gold would kill the fight nigga after a certain period of time. They lost. See, that's when all the little young niggas got gold in their mouth. They don't know that simplifies the fight nigga. What the old white master would put them in a 6x6x6 and drop their ass off in that goddamn pit, and they would bite each other's jugular vein and have fighting. And each slave had these fighting niggas on there. And you go into the history of the Falconhurst Plantation in Natchez, Mississippi, where they bred these niggas, these fighting niggas. Lucretia Borer, who was a Mandingo slave, ran the damn plantation of Hammond Maxwell and his son. This is in history. This is the history of your white daddy. These are facts. This ain't no bullshit on a nigga's opinion. This is goddamn what he done wrote about himself on how he done bred us is. Because we didn't know nothing about the science of eugenics and high breeding. When you say germanic race of people, and that's every white person that's on the face of the earth, that's mankind, that means that he done bred it with his parents, his uncles, his daughters. That's what makes him a germanic race of people. This is why he has no pigmentation due to the fact in his skin. This is what this inbreeding of him had started to produce a degenerated nation of people that was heathen, pagan, barbarian, and god worshipers that came out of the east to the west in the 9th century. But we're going to talk about their ass over in the east right now, because his ass came to the west. So we're going to keep his ass over there where he started out and find out what this goddamn breed, hybrid, done come over here and conquered everybody. And how did it happen? See, we got to know the how and why, the who, what, the 5 W's. That's how we study. In studying the science of eugenics, I saw a law in that, the law of Prosters, Prosterity. And when I went and looked that word up, it means the generations of the future, the descendants of these people. And that goes back pretty deep, Brother Drew, because that'll go back into a mindset, a certain school of thoughts. And right. And see, we can now let's fast forward this breeding, and since we on this breeding, and we got so much nowadays history, this breeding, let's fast forward to when the White House, Black House, it became the Rainbow House. See, as long as white folks was the commander in chief, it was not a Rainbow House. But when they put old Spooky in there, when Casper put Spooky in, and that's the mischievous goat, Spook, you know, he let the White House become the Rainbow House and lit up the whole world to see that Spooky, who was the mischievous ghost with the Holy Ghost, is what he did to old Casper, the friendly ghost. Now, when we transfer into the mindset, then we have to go into the 16th century of the Reformation of the Church, Brother Drew, that we're going to deal with how this teaching bred it all the way down. It was lost when it first got started, then it got lost, and then it got the generation of people with the mindsets to where it took over America, but they didn't have that mindset at first. And we go back into the 16th century, and we'll see where they had the Reformation of the Church. And you had 3 reformations. You had the Lutheran Church, the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the Church, and Young Calvinism. Now, in this, Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal churches, you had a church called a Primitive Baptist. And when, just like America, in England, they said that it was all right for you to be a homosexual and that the Roman Catholic Church couldn't get tried. Now, you listen to this, Brother Drew. This is some deep shit. I got these history books Big Mama had on the Catholic Church. Everything they did, it was, when they came here, you seen those books. I brought them to you.
Your phone breaking up.
It is, in any country, you can't try his people. You can't try them. Only the Pope. They got this. This is part of the history. When they did this and said it was all right for homosexuals to marry, and what they, I put it like this: they had four kinds of love: agape, stoge, eros, and phalo. And so when Eros and Stogate and Phalo, all three of them said it was all right for you to practice all three of these different forms of love, it was all right for you to marry. And it's not, that's man and man, woman and woman, and man and woman, man and man, boy and woman, Stogate, Eros, and Phalo. Eros is man and woman, and Stogate is man and man, and Phalo is woman and woman. They said it was all right, and then I find it, Cole got the Bible. You remember he and she Bible came out, and about 5 years ago, that same he and she Bible surfaced back up that said it was all right for you to be a homosexual. Well, in that time period back in there, these people believe in the Apostle Creed. And when the Primitive Baptists broke away, they said that they believed in the Nicene Creed. And then they had a break in their ass, and they was called, they got the arguing and fussing, and they broke away and they into what they call Anabaptists. And then they broke their ass across the waters over here to Hiya's country. And they call themselves Baptists. So that's how they got, they became the Baptists up under the Nicene Creed. But they still say they give homage to the Roman Catholic Church up under the Nicene Creed, just like the Apostle Creed said they believe in the Roman Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sin and the resurrection of Christ and life ever after. That's what the Apostle Creed, they say that every damn Sunday. Well, the people that believe in the Apostle Creed, that's the Catholic, the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian, and the Methodist. Now, how many Methodists, and more black people are Methodists than any of these the denominations that I named that believe in the Apostle Creed? Well, I know that my mama didn't know this with all of these degrees and education that she has. She didn't realize this until this week when he passed the thing. And she'd been in that church. She started playing in that church at 7 years old. And mama on the 18th would be 90-something years, 93 years old. She'd been playing at that church. She finally decided that she didn't need to go to church no more if they believed. Like, and she already knew because she was married to a preacher that was a big wheel in that church that died 2 years ago, that she married 21 years after daddy's death. She knew this. He would tell her that. Me and her would tell her, but she just couldn't believe that we was telling her the truth. But now she can see what we was talking about. They said it was all right for you to be whatever you want to be. Well, Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching, when we go such the history on it, and we can go look in the dictionary, we look up the word high church, low church, broad church. Broad church teaching is the Apostle Creed teaching. Now, in 2015, we can see that everybody in America must be up under the Apostle Creed, because when they was totally up under the Nicene Creed, and ain't nobody heard this. They called the Nicene Creed. People kept this shit out, but you can see after 1993, when the gays went on march to 2 million, not 1 million. They said 1 million, but it was 2 million of them there. And this gala, as they call it, was put on by Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Kennedy and the Democratic Party. Because I got a book on it called My Uncle Was a Sissy. It had sugar in his britches for 89 years he lived. So he went to the thing, and I got the book, and it got into the wrong hand because the book get in this nigga's hand, he go goddamn stone crazy on the knowledge. And then he'll repeat it of what some stuff that done happened that we don't know a damn thing about. So we can see of what kind of breed of people are we dealing with now. Now, you can go in any medical book, Brother Drew. I don't give a damn what medical book you go into in any country, in any language. Homosexuality is classified as a mental condition, meaning you got a goddamn mental illness if you're a homosexual. That's right. In every goddamn doctor and every medical book, it'll tell you that. Now, let's go back to this, January the 1st. The X, the Y, the millennial generation, and it was due to the fact that the X and Y that this bill got passed, these people, 85% of them is suffering from mind-controlling drugs and mental illness, and 45% of their children, that's the 0 to 5, the toddlers, 45% of them has got mental illness and 45% on mind-controlling drugs. The white man said about that. So this is why you see the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazi Party, these people are absolutely goddamn right. Ain't no prejudice in that. Ain't no prejudice. They trying to purify their race of people. They trying to purify the race of people and not mix their seed goddamn with a degenerate race of people and a degenerate race of people, because every time you mix, and now America has become a cesspool for intermarriage. Now you got Mexican marrying Japanese. What's the name of that baby? Niggas making babies with Mexican, niggas making babies with Japanese, niggas making babies with Vietnamese. What is that baby? What breed is that baby called? That's another race of people that done been started, Brother Drew. Now you understand why they call it the rainbow. Use a rainbow. This is why the Bible tell you, all over the Bible tell you, do not mix your seed with Magog, Gog, and Tubal. It is very clear, because once you mix your seed with him, you got the diseases that he got. Because when protein, see, we ain't no ignorant ass niggas no more. We done studied how DNA and protein is mixed, and you can't change once this trait and this that. It only go airborne on your ass and mutate and hibernate and go into all kinds of degeneration, or it can manifest the good or bad or whatever. How this seed work on hereditary genetic traits of a person? We can go back and study in the 15th chapter of Leviticus about these damn issues, and in these running issues specified in the Bible, we have a common disease among women and men in these modern day times, known as, first it started off with syphilis, these runs and these souls from this white boy. This is what we caught from this white boy, this Neanderthal, for mixing our seed with it. Then you caught gonorrhea, where they learned how to halfway ass control syphilis, to the point where you just catch gonorrhea. It wasn't as deadly as syphilis on your ass. And then some other diseases came in when other folks, all the gods, came over here from the east to the west. See, after 1964, all the gods was over here. It wasn't a goddamn god that hadn't came from the east and the west and his people. And now there's so many of them over here, don't make no sense. They're in the triple figures right now. Every nation of people that's in the East is in the triple figures over here in the West now. It's just like days of Muhammad, the Kaaba, goddammit. Every God and all his bullshit is over here telling the niggas that was raised over here to worship their gods and their bullshit and believe what they're. But we're going to see how what happened in this crossbreeding shit, Brother Drew. We got to see what the fuck we done been goddamn mixed with. See, because if you don't know what the hell you done been mixed with, then that's why right. You so effed up. See, this germ, see, we got rheumatism, blindness, tuberculosis, pneumonia, diphtheria. We carry them diseases. We got them diseases from white folks and eating his goddamn food called the swine, the hog, who produces this goddamn shit. And all our life we've been fed this shit, and you still got niggas that the white folks done started saying that Elijah Muhammad was right in what he said. White folks said, and you got niggas with the Holy Ghost goddamn still saying, I can pray over the food and it's all right. I told a nigga in church, you put that damn pork, freeze it, cook it at 3 days at 500 degrees, put it in a tight jar and that worm coming out, your goddamn prayers ain't that powerful to take that pork off your ass. Just like you see that a white boy who the Bible is very clear that he is the devil. He's the enemy of anything that's black, because so you got the second law of nature, the laws of opposites, Brother Drew, and everything in nature has a natural enemy. So if you's a black ass, who is your natural enemy? A white ass. Now, if we want to get real, real technical about it, let's go do biology. The study of plants and animals. In that subject, you have two subjects called zoology and botany. When we study botany, we're going to run into what is known as a recessive and dominant gene short. That's what we're going to run into, Brother Drew, if we just study a little bit, you know. Because, see, you messing with a nigga's voice now. When I tell you I open up a can of whoop ass on your ass, I open up a can of whoop ass on you and your white daddy's ass. And when I get off your ass will be able to sit on a mustard seed and your ass and feet still won't hit the goddamn ground. That's how I get the cutting on your monkey-looking ass. Because that's what you is, a monkey-looking ass to me. Now, we know these things for a fact, that when we go look at these charts, recessive gene and dominant gene, it tell you a white egg ain't no good for you. White rice ain't no good. White sugar ain't no good for you. White is recessive. Long blonde hair is recessive. King nose is recessive. Thin lip is a recessive gene. And we're dealing with gene, meaning we're dealing with that goddamn protein, the DNA. They tell you that. This is the reason they say put it in a book. Nigga ain't going to read the book. put it in a book and you got it. You got him, Brother Drew. He ain't gonna read it.
Right.
And I find that interesting, because I noticed at church, they'll tell me where it is. I say, I'm gonna tell you what. What do it tell me what it say? Don't tell me where it is, tell me where it say. I say,
right.
I'm gonna tell your ass where it is and you go read it for yourself. And see, that's what, when your mind get conquered, that you let somebody tell you something. Well, let's look at something, Brother Drew. Why we believe in studying with ethnology. I get tired of black ass niggas, and I had to cuss his goddamn ass out at a festival, a collard green festival, come telling me about play on the words. I'm playing on words. No, nigga, I ain't playing on no goddamn words. I'm using ethnology on you. This goddamn language, I'm gonna let everything, you hear me, you explain to these black ass niggas that this language that you holler, oh, you playing on words, this language is the language that Noah Webster wrote the dictionary to define the signs and symbols in this language. This language cannot be put in the use of English language, not unless it's approved by the professors at Canterbury. With this language, his brother Daniel Webster came and wrote a dictionary for your exoteric ass. His brother Noah wrote the esoteric dictionary that your ass ain't got now one of these dictionaries, or you don't know what I'm talking about. But when you go trace this history, you will see this. You tell them ignorant ass nigga that tell you you playing on words, I ain't playing on no damn words. I'm defining words. Words that we use. And your most favorite goddamn word that you use is belief. I am a believer. Well, that Christian ass definition that you're going to give me ain't the definition of the word that you use it. The word believer, when we look in the ethnology dictionary, it very clear, it tells you an opinion of someone that is not a fact. Now, when we go look up the word common sense, it's got one word beside it, F-A-C-T-X, fact. So if you are a believer, your goddamn ass ain't got common sense. That's point blank. I don't give a damn if it's mama. If mama tell you she's a believer, she ain't got common sense, because her belief is placed upon someone's opinion. And the opinion of the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church, Brother Drew, is that creation started at 4004 B.C., August the 15th at 8:24 in the morning. That's when Adam and Eve was born. But the 12th goddamn dynasty of Egyptian history is older than that history, 4004 B.C., the Sphinx, which Napoleon tried to destroy and Hitler tried to destroy, shot the nose off, is older than that story. The Zulu nation, the Dogon, is older than that story. The Yoruba people is older than that story. So how in the hell is you going to tell me and make me believe that Adam and Eve is the father of civilization? You is a zip goddamn fool to try to make a human being. Now, Adam and Eve is the father and mother of mankind, and that's who you are. You came into existence 50,000 years ago, and you crossbred it up into what you are in today's society. That's the only way that you got to where he is today, is today's society, is this. So, Brother Drew, it's one thing that we know, that we have nine senses, not five
right.
senses. We have nine senses. Four of your senses is what is called electro. That's male, in case you don't know. In other words, you can't see them. Other senses is called magnetic, which is female. It's five senses. That's the sense of feel, taste, seeing, hearing, touch. All this, this is similar energy. And see, one thing about the teaching of Yah is that when you taught the 12 laws of nature and all this, this law, when I started studying the science of using that law of perpetuation or whatever it's called, I ain't know the damn thing about that law. I finally realized, Brother Drew, there, it's a law for everything in creation. There are thousands of laws that you and I ain't even studied about. But we have studied the most important law, and the most important law is your dietary law. That's as we can see right now, that your dietary law is your most important law, because for you to get your pituitary gland back, and we're going to talk on that pituitary gland, you have to have the right food. You have to eat the right food. And right now, you can see that because you are a believer, that means you accept truth without facts, and to pretend and opinion up on a creed, faith without proof. You just got hope and faith that you're doing the right thing. And then you become a degenerated people when you get into this generation that we're in right now, Brother Drew. You can see we've been what? Bred into this. It's bred. And see, here's what's bad, Brother Drew. When it get in the gene pool of a nation of people, then every little baby that's been born every second, it's in his DNA, and he done been bred it. And you remember that where I was describing the different kinds of breeding, where you have to outbreed,
right?
The seed. Now I'm gonna give you a good example. I'm gonna give the people that's listening to. People that studying a good example of something that me and Cole came across when we were studying that. I did a class on it, and I explained to Cole. I asked him, could you see what I'm looking at of this thing that of breeding when we got deep off into it? We can see that a white man, see, now they told us it took 33 years to make a generation of people, but in slavery, they made a generation every 12 years. They cut 24 years off the process, Brother Drew, because let's look at how they did it. They would take a 12-year-old slave girl and breed her with a white man. The baby of that becomes a mulatto. They take the baby, now we're dealing with babies now, from that mulatto and breed it with a white man at 12 years old. That baby will be a octrone, mean you lightening the color up. Take that octrone baby, breed it with a white man, the baby will come out a quadrone. That's a very, 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 and what my mama was. You take that quadrone baby and breed it with a white man. This is full breeding, full down 12, 48 years to do this. And the baby will come out a mustee, a M-U-S-T-E-E, a mustee. That's what it's called. Now, when we go into the history of the mustees that was in Louisiana, a bunch of them in Louisiana, you couldn't tell if they was black The only way, Brother Drew, that you could tell that they was black, they had freckles. I found that most interesting, how the white boy judged this musty baby. And most of the time, the freckles was hidden from the face, or they wore clothing that on their neck that you couldn't see it, the freckles. The females that was musties was called contessas. They was the contessas of the white rich plantation owners. That's the other wife that he had. And they was bred and raised up to be contessas, which is a French when started that knowledge, that school of thoughts. Now, if this girl mixed with this musty man mixed with a white woman, and this is what they would castrate a musty man in a New York sucker before God got the message. They didn't want him messing with no white girl, because if he got into the white family, he could marry into a white family and pose off as he being white and keep his. And I got stories of how they at night they would sleep in garments and stuff, especially the men. They didn't want nobody to see the freckles. But if you take that baby, then it won't have hardly any Negro features in it. Now, Brother Drew, here's what we can do now. We take the baby. This is called breed out. That was breeding in. The next form of eugenics is breeding out, to remove an undesirable trait through selective breeding. Now, we can take this white baby, this white baby, girl or boy, and take a blue-black African and breed that baby all the way back down out of whiteness. It'll take 48 years to breed him back down to where he'd be black and you can't see the white features or anything in him. Some of us wasn't bred it. That's the reason we have that. You can see this through the quadron, the mulattoes, the high yellows, we call them, the people that you run in contact with. This is how they bred us. This is how they bred us. Now, when we go back and they studied the science of eugenics, they started eliminating. They looked at a seed, and then they looked at animals. See, the science of eugenics gave the white boy studied how the animals and the seed bred in and bred out. Then they started doing it amongst themselves. And when they wrote this book, this is what Hitler was talking about. See, Hitler perfected this book, Brother Drew. He perfected the science of eugenics book. Because when you go into the study of Hitler, you'll find these babies, these German babies he had by these German babies. That's what he did. He bred them all the way back to that Germanic original stock of what the original Germanic race of people looked. 6 feet, blonde hair, big bones, the women big bones, big Scandinavian people.
Right.
Well, Hitler, they showing us on TV, Hitler bred those people. Hitler perfected the science of eugenics on a race of people, on his race of people, annihilated the Jews, but the Germanic race of people, who is Hitler, they had already, this is what happened to them. They only did to other people what had happened to them, because they knew more about breeding, because they were the only people that was crossbreeding. You see, when you read in your Bible, the Bible tells you, clearly, when you read the Bible, you're reading about two tribes, Yasharal and Yehuda. Yehuda and Yasharal was told not to breed with these people. That was one of the worst sins that you could do. You was kicked out the camp if you bred with the seed. Now, when these people, when the Yehudas bred with the seed, they became Israel. Well, that ain't nothing but Yahwehism versus Hinduism. See, the oldest religion is Hinduism. That's in the East. Versus Yahwehism. The first was Yahwehism. Hinduism came 4,000 B.C. And it was so many people going into Hinduism that at 2,500 B.C., Judaism had to come back. What you call Judaism, Yahwehism had to come back up under Yehuda's tribe to put it back in because so many of the people was going over marrying Hindu women because the Hindu women were loose women. They had men and gods. And so this is what the Israelites became when they became Hebrew Israelites. That means that they were the tribes and people and the children of the original Yehudas who worship Isaac, Ra, and El. You follow me, Brother Drew? You follow me on this breeding stuff?
Yeah.
How they bred? See, when we read that the Yehudas started, they was called us Samaritans. Jesus called us Samaritans. If you trace their history all the way down through, it's when they started mixing, marrying these women. Solomon give you a good story of him marrying all these Canaanite women. They was called Canaanite because they worship God and eat unclean food that they sacrifice to God, they say. But they always sacrifice unclean food like hogs and the bull and all of that. So this is their story. So we can see that how significant it is on breeding. So when your daughter, a long time ago we used to call it pedigree. If you came to somebody's house a long time ago, Big Mama going to check out the pedigree of what these people. Long time ago, Brother Drew, I find this all the way into 1970, the federal government was concerned about crossbreeding in America. After 1970, they didn't give a damn because before you got married, you had to have a blood test. You remember that, Brother Drew? You had to have a blood test to get married. That means that they checked that blood out to see, could you get married? Would you fit for each other? If you produce a child, what kind of child this would be? See, and right now we're producing little morons. A little mole that's on the runs, little idiots. They're just running and running and running. They're just running, running. They just, like Big Mama say, they little moles on the run. Curly Joe and Mo. And they make them a little moron. They're idiots. When you sit down and look at them. And that's what we're producing now because we do not know how to breed. The X and the Y generation of people, look what they're breeding with. The baby coming out with it. I seen a baby over here a while ago, Brother Drew. I went to the mailbox. The baby was sagging with his diapers. I said, I'll be goddamn. But look at that. You see little 2-year-old, 3-year-old with his pants sagging, his daddy sagging. His daddy's dragging him,
right,
trying to hold his pants up, and he trying to hold his pants up. Wide. I'm looking at this shit. I'm looking
right
at this shit on a daily break. Basis. So you done bred it. This is a breed that you got going on now. And we can see that this breed is a broad way of thinking, which is the Democrat liberal way of thinking. See, none of these bills could get passed until the niggas became Democrat and they got a nigger president. The homosexuals couldn't get their bill passed till that happened. That means what Cole always say, you get the power from the black. It has to have a black in position so that they could get the power to put that into position. I understand what Cole was teaching on that. Because, see, you got the power when the black got in there to get your agenda passed that you've been trying to get all these period of years. And just like I said, when he first went in there, if you didn't have sugars in your britches, if you wasn't a black sugar britches, then the president that came in there had nothing for you. all the presidents, that white presidents, I see all the black organizations sue for reparation. All the president got to do is sign an executive order, and you get reparation. But I don't see I don't see Spooky. He did that. Casper didn't do it, so Spooky can't do it. I can't understand how come Spooky can't do it. Hey, you know, when he said a change is gonna come to America, you damn specific. A change came to America. See, when you say a change gonna come, shit, that damn change come with him, boy. Because now we know that what God, I remember on Robert Ashley, they were saying that God had sent Obama to the people. Well, his God must be the God of Lucifer, because we know for a fact he ain't no Muslim, because Muslim can kill your ass about homosexuality. And he ain't no Nicene Christian, but he is an Apostle Creed Christian. He believes what the Apostle Creed believe in. And that's what we got right now in America, is that these people believe in the Apostle Creed. Just like Brother Drew, let's touch down on this here so we understand who ISIS is.
Okay, we got
when I did my history on ISIS, I told everybody, but nobody know who ISIS is. But let me tell you who ISIS is. In the 10th century, Brother Drew, and the 12th year of the 10th century in Islamic history, there was a group of sector of Muslims that broke away called the Karmites, the Dressers, and the Assassins. Now, they've been multiplying since around about 1050, because they dropped off the scene for now, but they done come back into existence. They done had, from the 10th century, 11 centuries to multiply. How you know this is because what did these three Islamic sectors believe in is the same thing that ISIS believe in, and the same thing that the present-day Taliban believe in when we go back and study the history. So you fight now the children of these people. And see, the children of these people is who you coming in contact with. And these people, they going to fight you forever. You have to go back into the history of the Dressers and the Assassins, and that's what we're dealing with. It wouldn't be wise for you to be going to no events in America that a whole lot of people is at. Not ever again. Because right now, these people is here. It's 187,000 Muslims in the Dallas and Fort Worth area. And they ain't Reform Muslims, they Shiite. And you have to wonder what Shiite and what sector these people belong to. And when you're dealing with a Dresser Muslim, Assassin Muslim, Karmite Muslim, these Muslims is one individual. This is what makes them so deadly. See, one of them will come up against you and kill you because of their belief. Now, when you study that belief, Brother Drew, it's not an Islamic belief. They are sort of like, they believe in an avatar of Islam. It's sort of like the Sufi belief, which is the mystic side of the teaching. But these three sects came into existence. You can push that up on your computers, 1012, and they're called the Karmites, the Dressers, and the Assassins. The children of the Taliban, these are the children of ISIS, and they got a movement going on where you can see when they had that movement going on through Cairo. Shit, the Karmites took all of the Cairo Oriental Lodge, and they became these Karmites, and they did some killing. These people believe in, if you ain't with them, Brother Drew, goddammit, they call you an infidel. Right. And they would kill your ass as far as they're concerned. They lob your goddamn head if they catch you and you get in cross their path. They're going to lob your damn head and use an infidel. If you ain't with them, and ain't no damn Muslim over in the United States, all of them a bunch of reformed-ass Muslims over here. They ain't what these people believe, and that's the reason they're strange. They holler strange to understand that ain't Islam. I be goddamn, there's three sectors over there that believe that's the goddamn right way of practicing Islam. And now they on your ass, and they worldwide right now. And what's so killing about it, they done, some bitches done got rich. They done took Syria. And you don't know who you fighting. But I find it very interesting, Brother Drew. In the Bible, it says that Yah will always bring a nation of people against an evil-ass nation of people. So we can definitely see that these Karmites and these assassins and these dresser Muslims, Yah is definitely sending their ass against the rainbow White House as we speak. And when you became the rainbow White House, Yah's going to open up a can of ass whoop on you and your ass with the weather and with ISIS. You can see that shit coming to the United States, and if your ass ain't with Yah, your ass is grass and Yah the lawnmower. And that's, these are facts. You're in high Yah land, and you don't know who the fuck you're talking to. You're talking to the Yah man. And that's what I know for a fact. If you don't know what's going down, I'm telling you what's going to go down and what's going to go down. Your Bible say your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard with your what your hands has been to see now. And you got 11 more years. You celebrating the 4th of July, all you niggas out there, y'all. Got your red, white, and blue on. You got 11 more years to celebrate. Then your ass be on the P-Farm. And these are facts. This ain't no goddamn opinion. You think the old opinion, keep on believing that. So we can see, Brother Drew, that we don't want our children breeding no more. We got enough of white folks' blood in us. We got to down breed him out. His school of thoughts and everything. We got to use the form of the science of eugenics on breeding. It tells you how to breed out to remove an undesirable trait and through selective breeding of our young boys and girls as we speak. When we do that, we can breed this white boy ass out of our society, but we can't do that until we do that. And it ain't going to be a whole lot of us. It ain't going to be a whole lot of us, but you got to tell them two daughters of yours and them babies that you got, your grandbabies, you got to oversee them and make sure that mom and dad and somebody around them, and make sure that they know that they got the what pedigree they got. You can't have a baby with two people can't have a baby, one eating pork and the other don't. You can't, both of them got to have the same eating habits. You can't produce a baby that'll get his pituitary gland back until you got two male and female that's vegetarians. And you got to get that blood. You can't eat the blood of the animal. We know that for a fact. This is in breeding. But I enjoy this. When you can understand that when you mix your seed with the albino man who had Lepra, this is what happens. This is what happens. See, everything we started from the beginning. So when we started from the beginning, we understand, and if you want some Bible verses to back up breeding, you go into Exodus 16:20, Genesis 8:17, Deuteronomy 13:14, Zephaniah 2:9, Deuteronomy 7. That every nigga and his mammy need to read Deuteronomy 7 and understand it when it says about marriage and tribal and the school of thoughts in Deuteronomy 7:3. You go into that, and you need to read that and read that with clear understanding, because the Jews put a message in there for anybody that hadn't been conquered by this white boy. And you know, the message that's in the Bible is strictly for the so-called African American, because they the only one that been conquered by the white boy, other than the Jew. And the Jews used to be the Ashkenazi used to be the biggest tribe of Japheth, and now they the less because their brothers done killed their damn ass out. And so it's one thing that I know for a fact, Brother Drew. When you become an enlightened person, the first thing you'll do is what, Brother Drew? You still there?
Yeah, we still here, Brother Walker.
Okay. When you become an enlightened person with knowledge, the first thing you'll do, Brother Drew, is what?
Change your
name.
Oh, okay. You're going with the
when you change, you. When you change your name, you change your dietary laws.
I see what you're saying.
And then when you damn change your name like me, you won't put white folk clothes on your goddamn ass. You won't have the Western look of the suit and tie of a prim and proper, highly sophisticated, prim and proper house nigga. I look
you
like the film.
My daughter was getting
married. And I'm looking at a field nigga now in my house. He got a
strong
head on an overhaul.
Yeah.
And more raggedy now than I am.
Yeah. One of my daughters was getting married, and she told me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of my daughters was getting married, and she told me, "Dad, you got to wear this suit and tie." So I'm not wearing that shit. That ain't my clothes. Oh, Dad, you can't wear what you want. You can't wear that garment there. I said, "That's what I'm wearing if you want me to cuss."
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, but
you know, the days of the suit and tie is gone with me.
Yeah, and see, when we go back into this breeding thing, we go back into 1960. A beatnik. When we start with the beatnik became a hippie, a yuppie, and a love child. Now, each one of them breeds produced the white boy that's in office right now. I'm talking about school of thoughts of his thinking, and they Democrats, and that's that liberal way of thinking. You can truly say that the Apostle Creed, that Christian, hell, is ruling America now. And these Nicene Creed, the Baptist people, they say that's an abomination. See, one thing about the Apostle Creed say you don't have to be baptized, you can be sprinkled, meaning that you don't have to have a preacher dunk your ass in the water three times and damn near drown you like Nash tried to do me, goddammit. I thought he was trying to drown me. Help my goddamn head down there talking about in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I came up that second time, I said, shit, you trying to drown me? He started laughing. Hell, shit. He said, I got your butt underwater now. Now, see, the Methodists don't believe in that bullshit. And the Methodists say that a female can be a preacher, an archbishop.
Two minutes, Brother Watt.
The Baptist won't let a woman in the pulpit. And so you can see where the teaching due to the church, that's right, they got 450 different denominations, the Christian church, due to that fact, that's why you got what we got. Now, are we still on, Brother Joe?
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
You got 1 minute?
1 minute.
Yeah, but see,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing that we got, Brother Drew. And so until next week, I hope everybody understand breeding and how that we got to stop breeding, start a correct practice of breeding. You have to be enlightened on how you breed, and if you got babies, you got to tell them, you know. Monitor, you don't want no hip-hop coming in there because a baby going to come out shaking his ass and be baby's children. And that's a fact, goddamn it, because we've been looking at baby's children. He's like, go, baby, I got it. We get into next week, I say, Yah Shalom, brother Drew.
Yah Shalom, peace.